You're listening to Case 63, a Spotify audio series.
For the record, October 29th, 2022, 9:34 a.m. I am with Dr. Alex Rizzolatti, Chief of Psychiatry, to request another doctor for case 63.
Yes, in regards to that, we actually, we have a delicate situation here. One that concerns you, Eliza. Is he here?
He's here, Doctor.
Have him come in, please, by himself.
Are we waiting for someone?
Your famous case 63. Something very serious has happened.
Good morning, Doctor. Doctor.
I think Mr. Collins has something to tell you, Eliza.
Collins? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Please, tell the doctor who you are.
My name is Oliver Collins.
For the record, and now that your attending doctor is here, can you please repeat what you told us this morning?
Well, my real name is Oliver Collins. I'm from Tampa, Florida. I'm separated from my wife, and I have two kids, a 12 and a 14-year-old.
Can you tell us what you do for a living?
Yes, I'm a writer.
No.
What kind of writer?
I'm a science fiction writer. More specifically, I'm a mechanical engineer, and some years ago I became interested in science fiction, so I started to write. My e-books sell quite well, and the community around the genre keeps growing. Shall I go on?
Go on.
For a few years now, I've been writing science fiction in a collaborative forum for authors called SCP Foundation. You can Google it, scp.com. I'm in the East Coast subsidiary.
He's lying.
Eliza, just let him finish.
All right, sure. Fine.
Since I was found a week ago, I've been participating in an experiment from the forum.
What kind of experiment?
It was a bit of a challenge we set for ourselves, one that involved a certain amount of dishonesty, not just to anyone or in any way, of course. The challenge was to fabricate a story using elements of science fiction and to choose someone particularly skeptical, professional, someone like you, Dr. Knight.
He's delusional, Alex. The patient is delusional.
Last week, at the same time, on the same day in several countries, many Peter Reuters got naked and got themselves arrested. They were challenged to convince a complete stranger that they were time travelers. And to win the challenge, they had to prove that they had deceived their subject for an extended period of time, 3 days at least. It's been 8 for us.
That is not possible.
I'm so sorry, Eliza. I'm ashamed. I've never done one of these challenges, but this I couldn't say no. See, if I could convince you, I could convince my readers of anything. And don't worry, I'll never reveal any of this or your names to anyone.
Evidence. Mr. I need proof that what you're saying is true.
The SCP Foundation specializes in creating fallacies and false breaches, unbeatable lies. You can look me up, write down...
No, I'm not interested in writing anything down. What about Marie Baker?
That's a random name I found on the internet.
I don't believe you.
Check out the forum.
The forum.
I told you, a forum for science fiction writers. SCP Foundation, Special Contention Procedures. It's a website that contains collaborative fiction projects about individuals, entities, locations, and objects that can go past the laws of science. Like the Peter Reuter character. The challenge was simple. You just had to convince someone that you were a time traveler.
What happens with Pegasus, then?
Pegasus?
End of the world anxieties are no longer represented by nuclear wars or climate change, but by viruses. Pegasus is your natural fear of what could come next. I'm a writer, Doctor. I earn my living by lying, by making stuff up. The last 9 years, I've been writing about dystopian futures on the forum.
And what about all those theories that you explained to me?
I got it all from the forum. Take your cell phone, look me up. My name, Oliver Collins. My pen name is Egregor Reuter.
You had confidential information about me, what I said to my husband before he died, and I dreamt that...
You posted it online. You said so yourself. Everything is on your social media.
You hacked my account?
No. I would never do that. I just went through your old posts. People put very private things online without realizing how easy it is to find. Everything I know about you, I found online without breaking any laws. People just forget what they post. Their pictures of Rome, the hat. Relatives and friends also post things about you. It's public information. Everything's public. Oh, I'm very sorry about your sister.
Oh, no, no, don't you dare mention my sister.
Okay, Mr. Collins, you got what you wanted. You'll be detained until the police arrive.
Doctor, I didn't mean to hurt you. This wasn't in my plans.
What was it?
For you to become so involved with K-63.
You're sick.
Stop,
you know
Eliza.
That? You're a narcissist, a perverse egomaniac.
I understand.
Please.
You're angry,
look,
Doctor.
Your fingerprints. We couldn't find them in our database.
I used ethyl cyanoacrylate with pineapple juice on my fingertips. It causes a condition called transitory adermatoglyphia. It's harder to pronounce than to make. I'm sorry, Doctor. I know, when the magician's trick is revealed, everything seems obvious and dumb. I get that.
Let's finish this, please.
If it's any consolation, Doctor, I thought I would feel satisfied and proud, but I don't. I feel a bit disappointed in myself. Excuse me, Doctor. I'm going to be detained for what?
For what? You took up public resources and took up the time of a highly qualified professional.
Well, you decided all that. I never said I needed psychiatric help. You did. You can't arrest me for telling a story. And if you do, if your security guards stop me, well, I'll be forced to go public with everything that's happened here.
Are you threatening us, Mr. Collins?
I'm just saying that if you don't let me walk through that door after this conversation, I will publish all the irregularities of my case, putting me through a lie detector without my consent. Allowing external observers to evaluate me, violating doctor-patient confidentiality, being subjected to aggressive and erratic psychopharmacological therapy, use of force, kidnapping, the threat of electroshock, should I go on? You recorded our sessions without my authorization, like right now, correct? I can see you're recording this. This would destroy Dr. Knight's reputation, and that's not even counting the fact that I convinced her that I'm a time traveler. That wouldn't look good under any circumstances.
Fine. But if I hear from you again, I won't care what you threaten me with. I will personally see to it that you end up in jail.
Okay. Well, excuse me. You were right, Doctor. I'm nothing but a fraud. But there is one thing that I didn't lie to you about. We can change the future. Believe in the future, Doctor.
Case 63, created and written by Julio Rojas. Adapted by Mara Velez Melendez. Directed by Mimi O'Donnell. Starring Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, and Poya Mozany. Executive produced by Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac, and Mimi O'Donnell. Produced by Katie Pastor. Sound design and mix by Armando Serrano and Daniel Brunel. Score by Moat.